Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I have with me today, Charles Hughes Smith. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Chris. Glad to be here, as always.
Well, let's start, you know, a little market action. Greece obviously dominating everything that's been going on in the news cycle, and good luck to anybody trying to follow all the rumors, the twists, the turns, the referendums, the expired proposals, the re-expired proposals. Who knows what's going on? I understand you've dug into it a little bit, but before we go there, just looking at the markets, you know, the stock markets took a bit of a hit, then a bit of a rally. As I look across things right now, I'm seeing deflation. I'll tell you why. Gold, for whatever reason, took a big hit during that whole period of the high Greece uncertainty. Call me a skeptic as to why it would be doing that, but let's just take things at face value. If we're going to read the tea leaves, I see oil down heavy. I see stocks down and continuing down today. I see a lot of currency gyrations that don't feel right to me, with the yen almost breaking to brand new lows for this move. We see gold down, silver down. Tell me where I'm seeing something that's not deflationary right now.
Well, I would have said the Chinese stock market, but oops.
All right. For the benefit of our listeners, because I've been following that closely, what's going on?
Well, the main Chinese stock market index, the Shanghai, was close to 5,000 mid-June, and now it's around 4,000. I mean, the bubble has crashed there by at least 20%. So the bloom is off the rose on the inflationary bubbles in China.
Now, a little context, it wasn't that long ago that it was at 3,000, though. So
That's right.
It really had a rocket ride. But I'll tell you what, Charles, I am jealous of a market that can both spike and correct. The U.S. markets only ever seem to spike, and the corrections are grudging at best. There's something very different about the way the Chinese market behaves, and I hate to say it, it looks like a normal market to me.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.